with Jeff Lane on Richmond's Classic Hits, 101.7 The Point.
Good morning. This is the 7 o'clock report. It's 19 degrees under mostly cloudy skies in the Whitewater Valley. Randolph County has arrested yet another would-be alleged child predator. This time, the man's attempted meeting with what he thought was a 14-year-old girl was recorded on video. An online group targeted Michael Keller. Keller allegedly showed up at a Randolph County department store to meet the girl after explicit online conversations. Here he is talking with a woman posing as the girl's aunt when she confronted him.
I don't know if you ever heard of that there's a Facebook sex operation sting. I don't know if you ever heard of those.
I know.
So Randolph County does that a lot.
Keller has two prior convictions for the same thing. And here's what he told the woman about that.
They done told me if I get caught and go back again, yeah, I'll get at least 30 years next time.
At the time of his arrest, Keller was also allegedly talking with what he thought was another 14-year-old girl. Most Richmond Community School students, parents, and teachers rejoiced late last week when RCS announced that no one would be required to wear a mask at school beginning this morning. But then, late yesterday, this message came.
RCS will be postponing the recently publicized revision to our face masking procedures. Therefore, faculty, staff, and students are still required to wear a face mask.
Social media immediately exploded with outrage and disappointment. The root of the reversal appears to lie with the Richmond Education Association, or the teachers' union. Although many teachers favor dropping the mask mandate, others had issue with what they claim is a failure by the RCS administration to include them in conversations about dropping the mandate. One cited a specific code requiring discussion. Dozens of parents claimed last night that they would send their children to school today with no mask. Connersville residents were outraged last October when fire was sent to the home of City Council member Tommy Williams. A racial slur was spray-painted on the home when the fire was set. Now there's been an indictment. A federal grand jury has indicted an Alabama man claiming he traveled from Birmingham to Connersville to set the fire. He's charged with one count of interstate travel in aid of racketeering enterprises. He now faces up to 20 years in federal prison. And yesterday, a Dark County couple barely missed what would have surely been national news. David and Heather Griffith went into the labor room on yesterday's date, which was, of course, 2/22/22. Doctors were working hard to make the birth happen at 2:22 a.m., but they missed it by just 7 minutes, with the birth coming at 2:29. What would have made it national news if it would have been 7 minutes earlier? The couple had twin boys. Good morning, I'm Jeff Lane with news on Richmond's Classic Hits, 101.7 The Point.